You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
Welcome to TJ's podcast.
Yes, here we go. Got it going on. Thanks so much for listening and watching TJ's podcast, where we talk about the very important things going on in our culture in a casual, funny way. We're going to start with Graham Slam, go all over the internets and social media and give our expertise analysis on what's going on in the world. And my faithful partner Riggins is here, fresh off a hot weekend, short work week because we're not coming in Friday because that's Good Friday, and we are all Christians on the Ace and TJ show, and Easter is our holiest of holidays. Therefore, we won't be working on Good Friday, but we'll have material for you to consume. We'll just do the work we would do on Good Friday, and we'll do it on just okay Thursday or Wednesday. Right? Okay. So one of the videos that Riggins sent me this morning was a shocking video of a woman who was doing her spring cleaning. And you say that this is going around to so many people that I'm probably the last one to see it.
25 million people have watched this video of spring cleaning.
And the main thing that she's doing is she's pulled her couch away from the wall and she's cleaning from behind the couch. And it looks disgusting. It's like, how do you get that much stuff behind your couch?
It's remarkable.
I've never seen anything like that.
She said, I've lived in this house 3 years and I've never cleaned behind the couch. And then when she pulls the couch away, I mean, it looks like
Everything that they get finished with when they're using it, they just dump it behind the couch. It looked like every toy imaginable, every like paper plates.
Yeah, if you opened an entire bag of trash and just dumped it back there.
Yeah.
I mean, that much stuff.
Because all in front of the couch didn't look that terrible.
Yeah.
But underneath and behind the couch was just disgusting. And this is her talking about it.
Oh, yeah, you've been playing here. Give me 1 second. Sorry. Yeah, I mean, it's absolutely insane.
Lovely. I moved into this house 4 years ago and haven't cleaned behind the couch since. I know what you're thinking, Madison. That is absolutely disgusting. And I am right there with you. Every few months, it kind of crosses my mind, but then something more important comes up. Like basic things like laundry and dishes and stuff like that. But if you've been following along lately, I am single now, so I co-parent, and there's days during the week that I don't have my kids, like today. So I woke up this morning and I was like, if I do one thing today, it has to be clean under the couch. I knew it was gonna be bad, but I honestly didn't expect it to be this bad.
Believe it or not, this one's gonna be
worse because this is where we usually. This is gonna be this bad.
Yeah.
Honestly, I knew it was going to be bad, but I didn't know it was going to be this bad. So we co-parent. Oh. So there's so much wrong with that in my book that's just so cringeworthy, which so is my using the term cringeworthy. But come on. You know what? Other people have dishes to do and things like that, but they still don't have a pile of trash behind their couch.
Yeah. I mean, a foot of trash like that high. Yeah. Your mom, Jody, they would have never in a million years thought that this was acceptable.
No.
you don't want to come down too hard on a newly single mother, but it's like, holy cow, what is going on?
Well, she was saying that she's a newly single mother, and that's a positive thing. Now that I am a single mom, I have time to come and do these types of things. Because we co-parent, and he has the kids some days.
We're consciously uncoupled.
Oh, man. You're just a slob. That's all it is. Because I got news for you. My mama, she worked, and she still, you know, had time to do dishes and cook meals, and, you know, there would have never been a mess behind the couch like that.
And even if a mess had accumulated behind the couch, the last thing you would do is go, let me tell the entire world how disgusting this house can get. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just a different way of thinking.
And I wonder how many of those people actually knew her name was Madison. Because when she said, and I know what you're saying Madison, you're going to da 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 da. I usually think when people use their name in when they're telling a story like that, that it's kind of a self-serving thing. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she was telling me, she said, Madison, you don't need to be doing that. And I guarantee if you were to go back and watch the story as it happened, the person wouldn't have called her by her name when she said that. She would have just said, you don't need to do that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Riggins, you got this video of these people who are crazy acting in the grocery store, these old people that are partying it up in the grocery store.
Yeah. Did you see that?
Yeah. But you know that happens right next door here. We have one of those grocery stores, that Lowe's Foods.
Yeah.
That's right. Like we could walk there in about 5 seconds. They have that section when you first walk in that where the wine and all is, where they serve wine and beer and people can sit there and you know, just relax. And then sometimes they have bands playing in there and they dance and stuff like that.
I guess it's like a common thing now. I didn't know about it until I saw this video. But yeah, it's like these older people, they look like my parents' age, mm-hmm. 60s. Just, yeah, in the middle of the grocery store, dancing. It's like, I don't know, if I'm grocery shopping, get the hell out of my way. I'm here to get some pimento cheese and some pretzel thins. Just get out of the way. But, you know, they're having fun, it looks like. I don't want to come down too hard on them.
But, you know, that's the thing. So many things in our society people go, well, they're not bothering anybody. It's making them feel good. So what does it matter? Like, okay, well, you can't use that as a catch-all for everything. There's some things that are just wrong. I'm not saying this is one of them. This doesn't bother me because I've been in there while they're doing it. And you walk in, there's a three-piece little band playing and, you know, they're out there dancing and stuff. Because they're not in the way. It's an area that's specific for that, you know. But I also think if you can't go buy groceries without sipping a brewski, you know, going over to the bar and getting a beer and hanging out before you buy your groceries or whatever, then I can't relate to that. Because most people, when they go to the grocery store, they want to get in and get out.
Exactly. I do have a problem with this, actually.
Yeah.
There's plenty of places you can go dance. You know, when you're mingling with other people that are just trying to shop, I don't want
to. I guess if they're old people, though, they don't want to go to a lounge somewhere. Or where are you going to do that in the daytime, you know?
Yeah, I don't know.
Where are you going to go? And if the weather's not great and it's not spring, they're not having these outdoor little festivals and things like that, so.
You ever been really messed up in a store? Like in college, it was a big thing to get drunk and go to Target.
No.
And people would be, or get super high and go to Target.
No.
Yeah, that's bad. But in a grocery store, that'd be even more dangerous. Drunk in a grocery store, you just start buying all the crazy stuff.
Well, I see younger people in the grocery stores like that, walking around drinking beer. They're usually guys, but drinking beer while they're grocery shopping.
Really?
Now, are you going to be in there that long? If you're a guy, especially, are you going to be in there buying that many groceries? Yeah. Grocery shopping is not something you do leisurely.
No.
You know, that's why you make a list.
Yeah.
And I got to get this, and you got a plan. I'm going to list. My wife puts her list. I don't, but she does. She goes to the store. She puts her list in order of how they come in the store. You know, like I'm put produce first because that's the produce section, or I'm going to put this first because I'm going to start on that side of the store. I don't do that. I don't have to do that. But there's always a plan. And the plan is to make it as quick as possible.
It's not about mingling. It's not a shopping mall.
Right. But even the people who aren't mingling with anybody, where they just say, hey, you know what? I'm going to go get an IPA so I can sip on that while I'm getting my groceries.
Crazy.
Yeah, I don't get that.
It's the new kind of grocery store. Like that. I have a grocery store near me that's kind of like, it's not a Whole Foods, but it's kind of snobby. Mm-hmm. And like when you go, everything is, there's a theme to it. Like you can go past the fish section and then they blow that ship horn, wah, wah, and it'll scare the crap out of you. And then you go over to the produce section, you got to pick your own herbs. It's like so dumb. Oh. They got a little wheelbarrow in the dirt. It's annoying. But they're not just grocery stores anymore. It's an experience.
Everything has to be an experience.
It's like going into the Apple store. You can get drinks here. Well, great. I'm in the grocery store. I'm looking for flour and, you know, crushed red pepper. I don't need a jackass that's three glasses of wine in dancing to Bon Jovi. It's annoying. And it's okay to say that's annoying. We're not going to come over there and yell at them, but watch something on the internet. That's annoying.
And you pay more usually at those grocery stores for items.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you don't see people dancing at Aldi.
Hell no. Food Line, not a chance. You get your ass knocked out. Get out of my way. I'm here for fun.
Yeah.
Speaking of in the grocery store, I got a text from Rob on Friday after I went to the grocery store. I bought Bojangles honey mustard.
Oh,
yeah. Sell it in bottles now. And I posted it on my Instagram story. Because it's my favorite dipping sauce ever. And I got so many messages. Where did you get that? I had to tell them. Food Line.
I didn't know they made that.
They didn't announce it. Mm. But I got a bunch of messages, one from Rob included.
Yeah, Rob was supposed to know that, right? Yeah. And he's supposed to know all that kind of stuff?
Thought so.
Wow. All right, we have more crazy internet stuff to get to. And Riggins has found a list of potential hobbies for me, a hobbies for men list. And you think it's going to be funny because I'm not going to like any of them?
No, I'm confident that you were going to find one.
Okay. Good. All right, we'll get on that next.
TJ's Podcast.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Back to TJ's Podcast.
Hey, here's a reminder. Make sure you don't miss tomorrow's TJ's Podcast. Because we're having another law day tomorrow. The TJ's Podcast legal expert, Wiki Ryan, will be on to discuss all of these diet drug lawsuits that are happening now. People coming and suing these companies and saying, the side effects got me. And looking for liability. And we'll talk about all of that kind of stuff. So that should be really interesting.
Can you win a lawsuit against a drug maker?
Yeah.
Is that even possible?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Has that
happened before?
Uh-huh.
I feel like they'd have the best, world's best lawyers ever.
Mm-hmm. You would think. Well, I mean, that whole movie called Dope Sick, that was about. They, you know, that big lawsuit against the makers of, what was it? What is that? That pain medicine. Not
fentanyl.
Whatever it was.
Oxycodone?
Yeah, that's what it was, I think. One of the oxys. So that's tomorrow with with Wiki Ryan, slip and file lawyer from Texas. So, Riggins has a list of hobbies that that men can quickly jump into.
Yeah.
And you think I can quickly cut them all down because there'll be none that I like. So I've been talking about wanting to get a hobby.
Yeah.
And a lot of people have said, you know, you have a hobby. It's cooking. And that's true. I do have that. But it needs to be a hobby that doesn't cost a lot. And since we don't eat the kind of cooking that I do, you know, every night at my house, it's like on Saturdays we'll have fattening meals. And then other than that, we eat clean meals. That would just end up being a waste because I'd cook all this delicious stuff and there would be no one to eat it, you know. And I'm not taking that to like the, you know, the shelter or anything because they don't deserve it.
That's nice.
No, they don't. I don't think they let you take non-perishables to that kind of deal. But anyway, so what is the list, Regan? Run down the list and let's see what you got.
These are hobbies for men. Martial arts.
I have thought about that. There's a I know two martial arts teachers personally, and I have thought about doing that. That's a good one.
What kind of martial arts do they teach you?
One of them is what do you call it? Taekwondo, and the other is that Brazilian wrestling. What's it called?
Jiu-jitsu.
Yeah,
jiu-jitsu. What Joe Rogan does.
Yeah,
that's badass.
Yeah,
way more badass than karate, I think.
Hmm.
Because karate looks like a one-way ticket to get your ass whipped.
That's a good idea. That's a good idea. I need to get back on that.
I'm surprised you'd be into that. I thought that would have been a no way.
Mm-mm.
Woodworking.
Nah. I'm,
whittling. I could see you whittling.
You can see me do it out there
out on
whittling.
The porch. When you said it the other day, mm-hmm. You were sitting out there to clear your head with a cup of coffee. I thought, there is a little thing of wood, and not you like knives. You kind of get in there and whittle something.
But that qualifies as art. And I'm no good at art of any kind.
Okay.
You got to be an artist to whittle.
Photography.
I do have a flair for photography.
Do you?
Yeah. But then again, that's an expensive hobby.
Is it?
Yeah, because, I mean, you got to have a good camera and you got to have lights and, you know, all of that stuff. What? A dark room. I don't have a dark room.
Dark room. Good Lord. I didn't think about that. Gardening, you kind of established you don't want to outside. Grilling.
I put that in with cooking, you know. Okay.
Home brewing.
No.
A lot of guys are into that.
No, that's not me. That's not me.
Leather working.
Again, that's art.
Archery.
Yeah, that might be cool. But then again, a bow and arrow is expensive. A bow, compound bow is expensive. Yeah. But it's a one-time thing. So, yeah, I could spend a lot of time doing that.
Kill some of those deer out in your backyard?
Accidentally, maybe. Well, when I'm learning.
Obviously.
Wink.
let's see. Hiking. Get you some hiking boots. Get out in nature. You like walking through trails and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do. But I would have to wait until the fall to start that because I'm not getting out there with snakes.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to walk up on a snake.
You're scared of snakes.
Mm-hmm.
What about rock climbing?
Scared of heights.
Volunteering.
To do what?
I don't know. Maybe Meals on Wheels. Well, you don't even get to cook at Meals on Wheels. My mom found that out. I don't know. Volunteering. And maybe go to the soup kitchen.
Yeah.
Although you said they don't deserve good food. I don't know. You can volunteer for your church, become a lector.
Yeah. Yeah, I could do. I've done a lot of charity work in my time, but.
Yeah, sure.
Like, yeah, I would be, if I were going to do that as a hobby, I would just start a new charity of some sort.
Yeah. Yeah. Canoeing.
Or I have a charity that I could be volunteering for.
Yeah.
Yeah. Peyton's Promise. Mm-hmm. What? Canoeing?
Canoeing.
Yeah.
You like the lake. You like the paddleboard.
Mm-hmm. Paddleboarding could be another one that I could really get back into.
I saw a girl fall off her paddleboard right on top of like a bull shark over the weekend.
Ooh.
I mean, it's like the...
In Florida?
I don't know.
They have a lot of bull sharks in Florida.
I mean, it was the worst timing ever. She starts stumbling and those sharks are all around and she falls on top of it. Bam. It's crazy.
Did she get eaten?
I don't think so. Huh. I think it scared the sharks. Somebody was like, what the hell is that?
Those bull sharks are aggressive. You don't want to mess with a bull shark.
Nuts.
That's a bunch of bull shark is what that is.
Now, this says chess.
No.
That's what I suggested.
Nerds.
You'd like that. Dancing?
No.
A lot of young guys are into doing the country bar.
I don't know
what they call it. But I mean,
line dancing.
I guess it's line dancing.
Yeah.
They're way into that.
Do you know that... the girl's name is Lindsay, and she's got red hair. She's little, and she comes to a lot of our Ace and TJ events. She's young, and her hair is red, but it's like a burgundy color red, real dark red. She and her boyfriend do that. They go to she used to be a I want to say she was one of the Panthers cheerleaders or something at one point, but she's got dancing in her background, and they do those country dance classes and stuff like that. Yeah. I think, didn't Ace and Amanda go do one time?
I don't know.
I think they did. It was like some kind of a gift for her or something to go do country line dancing.
Really?
Yeah. But no, thank you on me for that.
Not for you. Okay.
And that's a shame because Jody loves to dance.
Yeah, she does. Mm-hmm. I've danced with her.
Yeah.
She's a good dancer.
She loves it.
Mm-hmm. Gaming? Get into gaming. Golf.
Nah.
The answer to that. Investing.
Is that a hobby?
We're getting to the bottom of the barrel.
Pretty much
shot down everything else. Learning a musical instrument.
I thought of that because my daughter left behind her piano. And when she moved off, I could learn. I've always wanted to know to learn how to play the piano.
Sure.
I could do that. So martial arts and the piano. Those are good ones.
Yeah.
Those are good ones.
Weightlifting, music, a couple other options.
Yeah.
Pottery.
Pottery. That's me. The pottery.
Yeah, well, I mean, none of those were working for you.
Mm-hmm.
But martial arts, okay. Maybe that's the place to go.
Yeah, so I can play the piano, and if anybody says anything about it, I'll whoop their ass.
Hell yeah.
We'll just combine the two.
Kick you right in the gooch.
I actually think everybody at this point, all law-abiding, God-fearing Americans need to be learning how to fight and shoot. We need to be learning how to protect ourselves now more than ever in this country. I think we're in for some bad times. Lawlessness. Lawlessness abounds. And we're gonna need to be able to protect our own. So.
Start a militia. That's what
I would love that.
It's okay.
Yeah. But that would end up just being a career, not just a hobby.
Yeah,
I don't know how you can do that as a hobby. Yeah,
you can't do that part time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Earlier, Riggins, on the regular old show, you were talking about these ways that people order stuff at Subway that's all messed up. And you said, and this is how you would order and not be judged. They do that a lot now.
Yeah.
And I talk about where they'll say, you don't want the person working at the Subway or at the restaurant or whatever to judge you. Where is it just because I'm old and come from a different time that I don't give a damn whether somebody's judging me who works in a store or not?
Yeah.
It's not that I don't care about them as far as being a person. I treat them nicely and all that. But as far as judging me for what I'm paying to get, that never enters my mind. I couldn't care less.
Yeah.
If I ordered 4 scoops of mayonnaise on my 6-inch sub, and the person making it is judging me for it, I don't care. But is it millennials and Gen Zers who do care whether the person thinks something about them or not.
Yeah.
And why is that? Because social media
maybe
has always made you more conscious of, am I being judged? Is this wrong? Because it seems like now everywhere young people turn, there's somebody telling them not to do something. Don't do this. Don't do that. You don't want this. You don't want that.
It's a natural reaction. Because think about it, like, you know, if you put on an outfit and you're like, oh, this looks good, I like this, you might get two of your coworkers that are like, oh, that's really nice. That looks really nice on you. But imagine you post it on social media, it's just whatever you're wearing, and now you have 100 people telling you, I like this, I don't like that. It's like, it's overwhelming the amount of people's opinions that are just thrust on you.
And you think that bleeds into, I'm spending money that I earned in a place of business that wants me to spend my money here, but I have to be careful of what I'm asking for with my money because the employee is going to judge me negatively for it.
Yeah, that's the thought process.
Yeah.
It might not happen, but that's the thought process. Somebody even pointed out, they were like, that's so wrong because what I've just done in doing that little thing where I'm picturing what you're thinking about me is in my head, I've made you an asshole that's very judgmental.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And so it's really my fault. I'm thinking, now this guy is looking at me like I'm a piece of crap.
Uh-huh.
Now I've just made you a jerk, and now I still feel terrible about myself. Like, no one's winning in this scenario.
It's like you automatically think the worst of the person.
Yeah.
I know they're going to think that I'm terrible for what I'm about to do because they seem like that type of person.
So now I feel terrible. You're a jerk in my head, and everything's bad.
So we're living in a culture that walks around second and third guessing every move that we make.
Sure.
And is that all races of people or is it mainly just white people?
No, I think it's all races.
Really?
Yeah. But the age thing definitely plays into it.
Yeah. And it's not because I've gotten old, I've started not caring because I never would have even cared about that. But it's because of the times that have changed the culture. I get it. Well, this is my lesson to young people. Stop caring. If you're spending your money in a store or in a restaurant and you want something a certain way, all they got to do is say, no, we can't do that. And then you're done with it. Don't be worried about whether they think badly of you or think that you're stupid. You may never see those people again. Who cares? If somebody's going to order something crazy and not care, that's me.
Yeah.
Yeah, and look how I turned out. You know, more young people that could pattern their lives after me would be so much better, I think.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think. Now, there's a woman who claims to have caught her boyfriend cheating on her by using an app that has nothing to do with catch your boyfriend cheating.
Yeah,
it's just a regular everyday app that she's managed to use. So we'll give you the information on that. Maybe it can help you. Coming up next.
More of TJ's podcast is coming up.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
Welcome back, world, to TJ's podcast.
Yeah, yeah. So, women are always talking about how good their skills are when it comes to investigating a boyfriend or a husband that they suspect is cheating. And I'll give them credit. A lot of women will, I mean, they'll sit down and just pore over something and put hours into it and come up with things that I would never think of as far as, you know, running the technology to be able to track this and this and this and this. But this woman says that her friend didn't do any of that. All she did was get a meal delivered from Postmates. So this is how it worked.
Oh, wait a minute. Darn it. Sorry, I'm still getting used to this.
That's okay.
I know, found out she got cheated on because one day she was just ordering Postmates for her and her boyfriend on his phone, and she realized that the last saved address was an address she did not recognize. Like, it was not his address, it was not hers. So she goes to his order history. The last time he had ordered was a week prior when she was out of town, and it was to that address. She was like, whose address is this? And he was like, oh, just this guy from work. We went over to his house after work last week to play video games while you were out of town. She was like, since when have you ever hung out with somebody from work? I was like, whatever, just try to let it go, move on. But over time, she just had this gut feeling that something was so off. So what did she decide to do? She pulled up on the house. She literally went to this house, knocked on the door. This girl opens the door and she's like, hi, I'm so-and-so's girlfriend. Like, do you know him? This girl was like, his girlfriend? What? Yes, I know him. We work together. Basically tells her that they had been hooking up 4 months and had no idea that he had a girlfriend or anything. Can anyone tell me about a time when a girl's intuition has ever been wrong?
Okay, she's edited and talking so quickly because evidently she doesn't think anybody over the age of 35 cares about this story or would like to understand it. So she said, where is this address? Is this? Oh, he's like, that's like a guy I work with. Like, we got food delivered one night. So then she was just like, had this gnawing feeling and like couldn't let it go. And so like, can you tell me like when a woman's intuition has ever been wrong? Well, that's not really a woman's intuition when you're looking at his phone and there's a strange address that he had food delivered to. Yeah. And then you start getting suspicious from that. That's not a woman's intuition. No. And there have been countless millions of times when a woman's quote unquote intuition was wrong.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But first of all, there's no such thing as a woman having a higher power of intuitiveness than men just because they're women. I don't believe that to begin with. I think women are so sneaky themselves that they can spot maybe what they would be doing if they were cheating or something, and that's how they use that.
What a spin.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, I don't know, if he were cheating, why would he be letting her see the addresses in his phone for Postmates?
So dumb.
Well, first of all, do you believe the story?
I do. I think it's believable. But yeah, I mean, I think if you're cheating, the last thing you're going to do is hand over your phone for any reason.
Mm-hmm.
I just, yeah, I wouldn't know.
But I think the story would be more believable if she actually would slow down and talk like a normal person.
She's trying to, I mean, it's 55 seconds. She's trying to get under that minute mark. It's story time.
Yeah. But no, I mean, that's a crazy story. I'm just kidding about the ladies being so sneaky and all. Just joshing you, ladies. But then there's something that I haven't heard today that, what is it, Riggins? It's funny, you said.
So there's that show Hot Ones.
Because if this is not funny, you better be ready.
Well, it might not be funny. I'd love it. Hot Ones, Hot Questions, even, what is it, Hot Wings, Even Hotter Questions, something like that. It's where they eat the hot wings and they get hotter and hotter. And he interviews big celebrities. He had Gwyneth Paltrow on to talk about her Goop line, you know, that we make fun of all the time, is now in Target and on Amazon. So that's a huge deal for her lifestyle brand. It's a lot of skincare stuff. But I thought the interview was really interesting. And she definitely knows about business because he brings up, you know, these provocative items that you put out. The candle smells like vagina and, you know, that stuff. You know, how do you balance being provocative with also trying to you know, stay true to yourself and sell a brand. And they talk about those things. And, but in it, she's still kind of a Hollywood wacko. She talks about growing her own food and things like that. And then she starts talking about herbs, and it's just so ridiculous that I think you might like it. I'll play it right here. Oh, wait a minute. I did it again. Let's try this right here.
I love herbs. I know it's boring, but basil is my favorite.
That's not boring.
It's just so...
Don't apologize for that.
Fragrant and almost like... It's so optimistic, isn't it? I love
herbs. And he just like busts out laughing.
You like fresh basil, dried basil? No, tonight I think I'm going to go for optimistic basil.
It's so fresh and optimistic. It's like, what the hell is that? And then she goes on to explain, you know, it's like, you know, tomatoes coming into season in spring and summer. But it's just like another one of those obnoxious, like Hollywood, you know.
Yeah.
And I tweeted that video out and I just wrote, I've been saying this for years. No one liked it, but I thought it was funny.
Yeah. And, you know, she gets a triple dose, I think, of a Hollywood lunacy because her parents are Hollywood lunatics as well. So that's all she's ever known.
Her whole life.
Is stupid Hollywood stuff.
Yeah, I love that.
I'll have basil. The optimistic basil. Yeah, I'll have the margarita pizza. Optimistic basil.
Yeah, I love it. Love it, love it.
I love, though, that the guy, you know, had the guts to just laugh at her.
Yeah, he does.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Now, when somebody goes on that show... Does she eat just as hot? They give her as hot of stuff as they give, I don't know, like when Shaq is on there or whatever. Yeah. Or does she get more mild?
No, it's all specific sauces. So there's like 10 of them or whatever. Yeah. And a lot of guests have gone, I don't believe that you're eating the same thing I'm eating. And they'll switch the boards that the wings are placed out on, but they're always the same.
But you can't go and say, all right, I'll go on the show, but I don't want the super hot. I'm not going to be able to just give me some mild wings to eat. You can't do that.
No. And there have been people that have quit early, but very few. DJ Khaled was the most famous one. He got to like the second wing and was like, I can't do it anymore. But most people eat all and go all the way through it. And when they get to the later numbers, there are some intense reactions to those sauces.
And he's eating them along with them.
Yeah. Every
time.
Yeah. He said, if I never have to see it. And because now when people see him out at restaurants and stuff, they're like, can you send him some wings? Mm-hmm. He said, if I never have to eat another chicken wing, I'd be fine. But I still like the hot sauces and stuff.
DJ Khaled. I'm sure he was getting a boatload of brilliance out of him anyway.
I know. Yeah, I mean, it's so stupid.
So does the interview end when they quit?
Basically. And that's like the highlight. And you know, they put that at the front of them. Rachel Ray was crazy because she didn't even eat the wings. She was like, I'm just going to put them on a spoon here.
And yeah.
She said, mainline it. I was like, holy crap. She's no joke.
Yeah. Maybe because she's gotten to be a vegetarian.
Oh, is that why?
Maybe. I don't know.
Some celebrities want vegan wings, but most of them, you know, just want regular chicken wings, including Gwyneth Paltrow. Yeah. I'm surprised. She eats meat.
I would rather just take a spoonful of the sauce than a vegan wing. If those are my choices, I'm not eating a vegan wing. Just I'll have a teaspoon of the sauce.
Yeah, they look terrible, too.
Ugh. They're all opaque looking.
Yeah, and they're weirdly shaped, and it's like there's no way that's a chicken wing.
Hmm. All right, you think I ought to get the toupee just to see what happens? Riggins, we had the story this morning of these super, super real looking toupees, and I found them a long time ago, and they were only available, and you'd see these videos on the internets from somewhere like Turkey or Egypt or somewhere like that. But they've made it into U.S. America. A little white girl was doing it to a white man in U.S. America.
Really?
And the glue stays for 6 months. You don't have to get any maintenance for 6 months. They put it on there. They cut it. They cut your hair around it. And it looks super real when they first get finished with it. Now, I don't know what it looks like in a week. You know?
Yeah, I mean, if it's going to be like regular hair, you probably got to figure out how to clean it and maintain it.
But they said you can shampoo it and you take a shower with it, whatever you need. But I just don't know how you make any type of fake hair look real.
Yeah.
After it's been in your head for a while, because there's no natural oil in it.
Yeah.
Like, you can tell, and I'm sorry, ladies, but we can tell when you've had extensions in for a while and they start splitting and fraying and doing, you know, we can tell. Because it's not getting the natural oil from your head, from your skin, into it. But it's $1,000 every time you get one of these toupees.
Yeah, I don't know. My big thing is, I think you should do it, but we got to figure out the style. Because, you know, I don't know. I think you can go terribly wrong with that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't want to look like Chris Angel with a long, dark shoulder length. No. You know, Buffon.
No, I would maybe have a little bit of spiky going, though.
Whose hair do you think, what celebrity's hair do you think would look good on your head? Like, you see that guy and you go, that I could do that. I should have that.
Because
you like Zac Efron's hair, but you probably don't want Zac Efron's hair on your head.
No. I'm not sure.
Like Ray Romano?
No. Maybe like the way Nate Bargatze's hair looks now. Nate Bargatze. But I've never been, but his is kind of, it's parted to the side and I've never had
salt and pepper.
Yeah.
You would want it salt and pepper.
Kind of. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good haircut on Nate.
But it really doesn't matter because I don't know. It's like we were talking about this morning. It's not something that you can do gradually. It's just one day you're bald, the next day you have a ton of hair.
Yeah, I think it's hysterical.
Yeah. And I'd have to go with that.
And the whole thing, like, where we have to kind of acknowledge it, but not acknowledge it, it's so funny the way we react to that.
And that's the thing. I would want to do it as a bit.
Yeah,
not do it, just say, hey, I wanted some hair, and so now I've got it. Live with it.
Yeah.
Just, you know, don't make fun of me. I would do it kind of as a bit.
Yeah, you have to. Because the guys that are really doing that, I mean, they take like 3 month sabbaticals from their friends and family so they can reemerge with like this new hair. It's so funny. But it's $1,000, you say?
Yeah. If I did it, I would want it to be somebody who's, you know, a sponsor. You know, they get advertising out of it.
Yeah.
Because I don't have $1,000 to just go play a prank with, you know.
Hair. Who does it? Do you know the place that does it?
I don't think they said it in the story. Maybe there was a link. Let me see.
We should get somebody on the podcast to talk about the conversations they have with the guys that come in to get these kind of things. Like, why did they decide on getting the toupee? Why is it worth $1,000?
Well, I mean, the toupee is cheaper than a hair transplant.
Yeah.
But the hair transplant is actually your hair, and it grows, and it, you know, it's natural hair, so that's why it's more expensive, and it's a surgical procedure. Let's see. The story came from Rob Report. More realistic than ever, toupees are luxury, world's newest flex.
Okay. I'll go check.
Let's see. The ones that they have here in New York, and I'm not going to New York for any damn thing.
You wouldn't even go up there just to get the hair?
No.
Oh, come on.
Mm-mm.
I'll go.
You don't need it.
Yeah, but I would go to get a toupee. I think that'd be so much fun to have a toupee. And it covers up all whatever you got.
Yeah, and this guy had that they're showing in the video, has the horseshoe, the whole thing. She cuts all of the horseshoe part to match up with the haircut she's going to give the toupee. And it does. I mean, it looks great. But again, that's on the first day as he's leaving the salon.
Yeah. Well, it's like every other haircut. It always looks the best, you know, the day after and soon after a haircut.
So... But again, I would do it as a bit because everybody I know and being so damn famous, you know, having my own Fanatico club and everything, people would know one day to the next. Unless all of a sudden I wore a hat for 6 months and then all of a sudden I took it off one day and it was like,
yeah.
I think he has hair under that hat.
So you wouldn't wear it around in regular life?
I would have to. It's stuck to your head for 6 months.
Yeah.
But that's what I mean. I would say the whole time it's a bit. You know, I did this for a thing on the podcast or whatever. But I can't take it off for 6 months. But I would constantly be making jokes about my fake hair.
Yeah, but what if you fall in love with it and then you're like, yeah, it's not a bit anymore. Like, I genuinely love this hair.
Then that would be funny.
I know. I want to see it. You know who's got good hair? Jimmy Fallon. Nobody ever talks about it, but he's got nice, kind of wavy, dark, good hair. I like his hair.
Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. I've never noticed it.
He's got good hair. Yeah, we'll just have to figure out the style for you, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah. We'll put that on the list of, you know, get that right before I go on David Spade's podcast with him.
Yeah. He's got good hair.
Yeah. He's older than I am, too.
Is he?
Mm-hmm.
He's kind of kept maintaining the same kind of look for a long time.
Yeah.
But it looks good for him.
Mm-hmm. Mine's bad. I'm in need of a full crazy toupee. Can you imagine what Jody would say?
Oh, I love it.
What are you doing? Oh. Well, I hope they're paying you for that. That's what she would say. I hope they're paying you for that. Because you look ridiculous. All right, that's it for today. Thank you for watching. Thanks for listening. Love you. Bye.
Serving the world. It's TJ's podcast.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenyx, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic, with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/neogenyx, N-E-O-G-E-N-I-X.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
The Lake Norman area is filled with great local businesses, but many of them never get the recognition they deserve. Well, now's your chance to show these businesses how special they are by nominating them in the Currents Magazine's new Lake Norman's Best Contest. You just go to their website at lncurrents.com and nominate your favorite Lake Norman businesses in a variety of categories. Best pizza, best burger, best hair salon, etc. Best hair salon, stuff like that. Over 30 different categories. Winners will be announced at a huge ceremony at the Kane Center in June, which will be hosted by the one and only me, TJ, from the Ace and TJ Show. So make sure you check out the latest Lake Norman currents for more details. LNCurrents.com.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.